This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining me now, Tom Moore, sports columnist for the Bucks County Courier-Times, as we talk 76ers who are home tonight, Denver Nuggets in town. And Tom, first thing, Sixers are red hot, and over the weekend, they officially clinched a playoff spot. This group, we thought this season was going to be fun, but I think this group has really already exceeded expectations. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, especially, Matt, especially when you consider, you know, Markelle Fultz has played four games, and clearly he was going to be a prominent player, you know, expected to play probably 30 minutes a game or thereabouts, number one overall pick in the draft. And, you know, he has contributed minimally, and yet here the Sixers are, you know, 42 wins, and fourth in the Eastern Conference, and playing the toughest schedule in the league in October and November, and the toughest in January based on last year's records. So I think to say that you would be expected more would have just been unrealistic.
What do you think has been the biggest reasons that this team has been able to reach the heights it has this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, sort of literally and figuratively, it's Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. I mean, you know, you saw things out of Simmons that you thought he could really be, you know, something as a 6'10 point guard with his decision-making. But, you know, the way he finds his teammates, the way he gets a defensive rebound, pushes the ball up the court, gets his teammates running, the way you get open, he finds you the ball. And Embiid's, you know, ability to dominate at both ends of the floor. I mean, there are two, you know, high-level players in this league, and then you add some, you know, role players and pieces that they hadn't had. They haven't had a shooter like J.J. Redick since Kyle Korver was here, you know, 10 years ago. So, you know, it's just it's really kind of working out, I think, as well as you could expect.
I think when this season started, everyone would have been thrilled with making the playoffs, and that probably was the ceiling as far as expectations. But now I think that calculus has switched here, is now you're looking at the Sixers possibly having home court advantage in the first round. How much of a threat are they in this conference now, you think?
Well, you know, Kyrie Irving's out, and, you know, uncertainty with the Cavs, although I still think the Cavs are the team to beat. You know, I think they certainly could be dangerous. I think they need to figure some things out. They still end game situations, close games, need to figure out who's going to get them the big bucket, cut down on the turnovers, and the bench has really kind of been up and down. If you're going to have to rely on your starters for 38, 40 minutes a game in a seven-game series, even with a day off in between, you know, that's tough. But, you know, I certainly think they can compete with anybody. You just don't know about guys in the playoffs sometimes until they get there. And you look at, you know, Embiid and Simmons and Saric. I remember back when I started covering the team 100 years ago in 1980-89, Hersey Hawkins was a number six pick and, you know, record-setting career scoring at Bradley. And he was 3-for-24 in the three-game sweep against the Knicks. Jimmy Lanham couldn't get him off the court before. He couldn't get him off the court fast enough. They can get Gerald Henderson in. So you don't know sometimes how guys are going to react. It is a big difference. It's half court. You don't get to run. So you need to, you know, you need to allow a little bit of leeway and a little bit of uncertainty in terms of how things will go.
How much consideration do you think Brett Brown's going to get for Coach of the Year?
Well, I mean, he certainly should get some. They're already plus 15 from last year with 10 games to go. Even if they, let's say, go 5-5, which I think they certainly can do and probably can do better than that, that would be 47. That's going from 27 wins to 47 wins. You know, that's pretty significant. And, you know, especially if they get a top four seed and home court advantage in the East, you know, I think he certainly deserves, you know, serious consideration for kind of hanging in there and for, you know, getting these guys, you know, relying on so many young players in key spots. This doesn't happen very often.
And as far as tonight against Denver, Denver's probably needs this game more than the Sixers do because Denver's fighting for a playoff spot out west. What do you see in this one?
Yeah, it's kind of a good barometer sometimes to see when one team needs it more and another team is playing really, really well, you know, and at home kind of works out. You know, the Sixers have just been thumping teams, getting big leads, and, you know, especially at home. And you have, you know, the Nuggets on a road trip, and, you know, as you said, in a desperate, you know, somewhat desperate situation. So I think you learn a lot about your team in games like tonight.
Tom Moore, sports columnist for the Bucks County Courier Times, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we talk Sixers, who host Denver tonight. Tom, if someone wants to check out more of your stuff, what should they do?
Sure, you can go to Twitter at Tom Moore Philly, and I do a weekly Moore Philly Sports podcast on our websites and iTunes.
Tom, thanks for the time and insight.
Thank you, Matt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.